Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
Most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help you rate it.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
As the Patriots move into victory formation, Newton takes the snap and drops to the knee. With 34 seconds and counting, no need to snap it again.
Oh, look at this.
And some late pushing from one of the Dolphins.
I'm sure Cam's running his mouth. I'd be running it too.
Has brought a lot
of football
energy.
In a year, and I went out and played well.
Cam Newton being pushed away by a couple of teammates.
I'll take it.
Trying to see what the dust-up was here.
Newton took the knee, and he had a couple of Dolphins jabbing at some Patriots.
Kyle Van Noy, one of them.
Kyle Van Noy.
That is Van Noy.
Indeed, got in Newton's face, and Adrian Hill, the referee, had to stand between them. And then Van Noy started toward the Patriots sideline, engaging in conversation, not necessarily catching up with some of his
teammates. It was the other guy here on the inside.
But it started with a Shaq Lawson jab on one of the Patriots' offensive line.
Lawson and Newton are going at it.
I think Lawson took a shot at Isaiah Wynn or possibly Joe Tooney, and then Lawson and Newton got into it.
Bottom line, they won again. Good defense, ball control, run it. Good leadership by Newton on the offensive side of it. Put some more wrinkles in that game plan and see out Seattle.
Did they take your chain off? Is that what happened there?
I still got my chain. I got two of them. So you can see. Now, it was disrespect. They was reaching for my chain, though. They was reaching for my chain. And I think that kind of got up under my skin. But, yeah, through it all, man, listen, I don't want nothing to be taken away from a great team game that we did have. And I don't want to be selfish to kind of focus or dwell on that. I think for us as a team, or me personally, a lot of tempers can flare. And, you know, I was just teasing with coaches, letting them know that College Park almost came out me. So, you know, yeah, through it all, man, it was just all fun and games. And, you know, it was expected.
All right, so his chains are okay. He's got that going for him. Welcome into the program, Felger and Maserati, Monday, September 14th. Patriots, Newton, Brady, Buccaneers, a little bit of Celtics. That's the show today. Very simple. Maz alongside here from our Town Fair Tire Studios. Hi, Anthony.
Good, you?
Peachy, thank you so much. What'd you think of yesterday?
What a weekend, huh? What a weekend. So here's what I'll tell you. Obviously, we'll start with the Patriots. Here's what I'll tell you about the Patriots. Pretty good. Pretty good. Not great. But pretty good. Honestly, if it's a healthy Newton, I would say yesterday is pretty much exactly what I expected, other than the rushing attempts were higher than I anticipated. I don't think he can carry the ball 15 times every game. I don't think they have any intention of having him carry it 15 times a game. I think they want him to run. I don't think they want him to run that much. But that was basically a slightly dressed up version of the Jacoby Brissett offense that they ran when Brissett was a quarterback a couple of years ago. Some design runs for the quarterback, some rollouts, simple throws. Now, Newton's capable of way more than Brissett, so it was a dressed up version. But I'd say overall, pretty good. It's a good place to start. They had a good opponent in here to beat. The game plan was simple, as I thought it was. Newton looked healthy. When they asked him to throw, for the most part, I thought he looked pretty good, particularly throwing over the middle of the field. They clearly identified that as a strength. He threw the ball with force, with velocity, zipped some balls in there. The batted balls irritate me a little bit. We'll get to those later. But I would say overall, in terms of a re-entry into football for Cam Newton, an arrival in New England, and the new era of the Patriots, pretty good.
The passing was the best part, I thought.
He threw the ball well.
I thought he looked good as a passer.
Yeah.
I don't think he had any real tight windows. But, oh, by the way, you know, I'd say that 75% of Tom Brady's wins, he didn't have any tight windows either. Like, Edelman gets... So Brady's not the only guy that can hit a wide-open Julian Edelman over the middle. Oh, go figure. There's other guys who can do that. And that little part of the game, by the way, I wasn't sure about with Newton. And I'm still not. I mean, it's only one game. So, like, these are just, obviously, just one game sort of impressions.
And it was the Dolphins.
And it was the Dolphins, right? So there's all sorts of qualifiers, and we get it. It's early, and it's the Dolphins, and all we have is a week, so let's just go on it. He looked better in that short timing game with Edelman than I thought. Like, I thought that'd be a problem for him. And I think when they went to that, right, really started the third quarter.
First drive of the third quarter.
Yeah, I was like, that's nice. This is nice. Look at this. A little timing. Edelman, middle. Edelman over the middle. James White out of the backfield. N'Keal Harry with the little – I mean, those first two possessions of the second half, I thought that was nice, Murray.
Yeah, and that was their best drive of the game, too. And I was happy to see that because the first half was – and look, we knew it was going to be different, but – it definitely had the feel of like Georgia Tech triple option. It's like, can we see it open it up a little bit? And I knew it was going to look like that a bit, but I wanted to see some of the old too. And thankfully, we got more of that in the second half. So it's interesting. I mean, the whole thing's going to be different. We knew it was going to be different, and it is. I mean, it's going to take some getting used to for me at least. Because I got to be honest, I was mostly bored watching.
You guys sound less than thrilled.
Well, no, it was, again, I just think it was a pretty elementary game. But, I I'll tell you, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting, I wasn't expecting a two-minute offense with 50 pass attempts.
I mean, I really liked it. I thought Newton looked terrific.
Well, so I'll tell you what the disappointment is for me. And, again, I tend to look at it from the global perspective. You should have won that game 31-10.
So what?
So you when you play a good team, that's not going to be good.
Oh, yeah, sure. No, so, I mean, but I don't blame, like, my focus was on Newton. And that, to me, is really the story. So, I mean, N'Keal Harry doesn't fumble out of the end zone. And you got a kicker. So there's 10, now you're 31-11.
Correct.
But so, I sort of look at it like that.
Yeah, I agreed. I mean, but those are 10 points you didn't get that really changed the game. All of a sudden, it's 14-11.
And that, and that being, said, okay, you just don't fumble at the goal line and you make your kick. I think Nick Folk sucks, and I think N'Keal Harry sucks.
Well, yeah. So do I.
So why should I think that they're going to actually, not fumble through the end zone and make the kick?
Well, so this is my point. Now, again, if you want, we can talk about the team or we can talk about Newton. And in terms of Newton, I'll tell you this. I thought he looked healthy. Boy, I mean, when he unloads it, man, there's juice on that ball. There's velocity on it. And I heard people say this in training camp, that his arm strength was there. It looked to me like when he wants to throw it, he can still throw it.
Well, he looks engaged. He looks healthy, so that's a positive. But it just feels to me, if this is how the offense is going to look, and granted, it's one sample and it's against a bad team, but if that's how it's going to be, the margin for error isn't very big. So you can't have a fumble like that from your looks like a bust draft pick in N'Keal Harry, and you need a better kicker. Like, you can't be making mistakes like that. So overall, like, it felt preseason-y to me, and I know that we're going to have that kind of ramp up here probably for the first, like, three or four games.
I think they're going to win a lot of games like that. I think they've won a lot of games like that, where Brady and, their talent makes it 37-11. And so it's 21-11, and now it's a slimmer margin. It's a slimmer margin. But I still think they're going to win those games. They should win those games. And so, I don't know. I was overall, impressed, if not really that surprised. I think the scheme was there. The coaching was there. The guys that Newton was throwing to were basically open. I mean, again, how many tight windows did he throw in there?
No, not many. Again, not many. And so, I thought it was a good day for them. I didn't think it was a great day. Because, again, I'm sorry. Seeing a Patriot fumble the ball through the end zone to me, and that one to me sends me into orbit. Like, how do you do that?
Okay,
that's a big mistake.
This whole thing, everyone, obviously the obvious takeaway from the 15 rushing attempts. And, what was a high school offense? I mean, the way he ran, I mean, there's just quarterback, keeper, end around.
Yeah.
I mean, just like literally stuff you'd run in the 6th, 7th grade with, I'm sure, some motion and bells and whistles that we don't pay attention to. But just if you're following the ball, it's just a quarterback, keeper around the end. Can't do that 15 times a game. It's not sustainable. Like, that's just sort of a cliche, easy reaction. I say pound the crap out of it. Pound the crap out of him. Pound the crap out of it. Run it. This is not a long-term marriage. He needs you for 1 year to rehabilitate himself. You need him for 1 year to get you to that next thing. You're not going to sit here and sign him for $30 million a year for the next 5 years. This is not a long-term relationship. You need to get your footing. You need to get some momentum. You need to get some confidence in your team and your program without Tom Brady. And so I put some weight on these games. Run them.
Agree. If there's no extension coming, because we had that report from, who was it last week? It was the former GM, No.
Mike Tannenbaum.
Mike Tannenbaum. So if there's no extension coming and it is really a one-year marriage, then yeah. Because long-term, I don't know how sustainable it is, 15 carries for Cam Newton considering the beating he's taken. But if it's 1 year, then just do that. Yeah.
Run him into the ground and he should run you into the ground and vice versa. We're using each other. That's the whole idea this year. So that's an obvious jumping off point. Jimmy, you may release the hounds if you've wiped him down. It's 617-779-0985. How'd you feel about the afternoon game?
What a sucker. Oh, my God. What a sucker. Tell me that's not what every New England football fan was saying here over the last 24 hours. Watching that thing, and the first drive was impressive. Okay, Brady goes down the field. He sneaks it in, touchdown. And then all of a sudden, here come the picks. There's the pick six. Brady's yelling at a receiver. Gronk looks like he's 85 years old. All of that. All of a sudden, tell me Patriots fans aren't going, you're going to suck. You're going to suck.
Well, the ungrateful ones.
Now, I will tell you, so I'm with you on that one, Murray, because it's like all of a sudden Twitter's a flutter with all kinds of Brady rip jobs.
Oh, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, there's Brady yelling at the receivers again. Oh, so now we're noticing that he's yelling at the receivers when for 20 years we wanted to ignore it, or at least for the last 10. But look, I'm not going to make any definitive judgment because it's one game. But, if Brady wanted to leave New England, because he wanted a nicer, kinder coach. Oh, he got it with a Mickey Mouse operation. That team's a clown show.
Fundamentally stupid.
Running into each other on kickoffs and all that other crap. Oh, boy, is he in for an awakening down there.
They're still the Bucs. They're still the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a fundamentally dumb franchise. Last year, they had 47 sacks. And Jameis Winston sucks, but, you know, that's bad. That's a bad number. They draft this monster, Tristan Wirfs, who is at the right tackle. So I figured, okay, they shore that up. He was on his ass a lot yesterday. He didn't have a lot of time to step up in the pocket. He sucked. I'm not absolving him. He sucked, too. That pick six is, what are you doing thinking about throwing that ball? But if he's going to be under attack like that, no shot. He won't even make it through the season.
I mean, to me, if I'm Brady, that's my takeaway is going, uh-oh. Uh-oh. I might not have the protection I thought I was going to get, and we don't know what we're doing.
Well, it's not protect. It's not, I mean, protection's part of it, for sure.
It's poorly coached. They're idiots.
Yeah, they are. They're poorly coached.
It's like I've said this so often, like people don't get it. Like, well, what is Brady surrounded by? And everyone leaves out the greatest coach in the history of the game and a team that has a clue. So yeah, he may not be throwing to great receivers, but I don't know. I think it was yesterday for Tampa Bay, 9 penalties, 3 turnovers, 3 sacks.
Just so dumb.
That's exactly what they were with Jameis Winston. Turnovers, penalties, sacks. They were the exact same thing yesterday. And there's only so much Brady can control. So it's like, well, what's he surrounded by? Who's he throwing to? Well, who's he coached by? And what does their defense look like? And are they running into each other on kickoffs and committing 9 penalties, of which how many were dead ball fouls? Every time I turned and looked up, someone was jumping off sides, offense and defense. And it's like, you just sort of don't put that into the equation. So neat. Whee! He's surrounded by all the guys you draft in fantasy. What does that mean if the team is not coached or disciplined? I mean, that's what that sport is, right?
No. And the word is discipline. The team lacks discipline.
And people leave it out. So again, it's early. Maybe they'll all whip it into shape and the talent will just, you know, come out eventually. But maybe Brady didn't realize it. I know you folks don't realize it. It's like, oh, well, what are his weapons? Well, put the weapons aside from it. What if the weapons are jumping off sides, running the wrong route, committing holding penalties 20 yards down the field?
Running into each other on a kickoff.
What if the weapons are running into each other on kickoffs and, you know, like, what good is Mike Evans and his numbers?
Oh, I can't say enough bad about Mike Evans.
Me neither. He's on my list, too.
So, look, there's so much to pick apart. We'll start doing it with you and your wonderful phone calls right after these words.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. MA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Doing what they do best.
Now talk about soap opera.
Wilder Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Jenkins is able to walk it home. Well, Janoris Jenkins, he likes to take some chances, but this is an outside breaking route by Justin Watson, and this was a pretty easy one for Janoris, because here he is. He's driving on the ball, and the ball is thrown behind, and that's a cardinal sin for any quarterback to throw behind on an outside route. There's a good chance it's going to be picked. Jenkins, his 24th career interception, ends up in the end zone, and this has been now a nightmarish start for Brady as a Buck.
Tom, with as much buildup as this opener has had, OJ kind of mentioned that this was a little bit of humble pie here week one. Being that it is week one, is there a benefit that you guys, for as talented and as deep as you are, that you taste this here right out of the gates?
It doesn't matter how much talent you have if you throw interception returns for touchdowns. So, you know, I got to correct that.
It doesn't matter how much talent you have if you can't stay on sides, can't block up front, can't call the right plays, can't figure out how to field a pooch kick. That was embarrassing, by the way.
Oh, my God, that play was unbelievable. Talk about Mickey Mouse. Well, wow, two guys run into each other and the other guy comes out and recovers.
Because it was still kind of a game at that point. But that just sealed it. Like, once the Saints recovered, they're like, oh, God, the rest of this is just a complete waste of time.
They're still the Bucs.
Yep.
They're still the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, they totally are. Yeah, I think if Brady didn't get into the car on the way home yesterday and say, uh-oh. Uh-oh, what did I do? What did I do? Holy crap, what did I do? If he didn't do that, something's wrong with him.
Reentry Monday is brought to you by East Boston Savings Bank. Patriots, Newton, Buccaneers, Brady. We'll get to the Celtics. Your thoughts on all of it. Let's lead off with our gal pal, Mary in Manchester. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Mike. Hi, guys. That was cringeworthy yesterday. I felt so embarrassed for Brady.
I didn't.
You didn't? I thought the Patriots did better than I expected, but, you know, the Bucs did worse than I expected. And, you know, you said it in the beginning, Mike, they just look so undisciplined. And the Patriots, I mean, it wasn't sexy, but it was efficient, as it always is. And I just thought, God, you know, I really hope Brady turns it around, because I don't want him to go out like that.
Well, it is how he's going to go out. I think. I mean, ultimately, I think he's going to have success. He's put a lot into this. And so, and he's too good to be like that for 17 weeks. So he's going to find himself and they're going to be good, I think. But, you know, ultimately it's going to be kind of like that, you know, whether it's this year or next. But I just, people leave out what's Brady surrounded by. People always leave out the coach. They always leave it out, like the program. And you just don't get it. And maybe, you know, he didn't realize it either. But he will, man. No risk it, no biscuit. Win, lose, we booze. You know, it's just not. I don't care what kind of talent you have around you. It's hard to win that way in that league.
I mean, that's the thing. And you both said it. They're still the Bucs. They're still the Bucs. So you couldn't help but watch that game yesterday and say, well, there's Brady playing with 10 clowns and a dumb coach. Like, that's what it felt like, right? Seriously, that's what it felt like. And it was a serious dose of humility for a guy who's the greatest player in the history of the league to all of a sudden look at it and go, oh, You mean it's not just about me showing up and elevating the other 10 guys?
Wait, so the defense has to stay on side on fourth and two? Oh, and we have to figure out how to field a kickoff. Oh, got it. Okay. And my wide receivers keep jumping offside. Oh, that's okay. So what are you surrounded by? Like, just let's just remember that going forward.
He took Bill for granted at the end.
Yeah, and I think everyone does. Because Bill, so you know, is human and has his faults and sucks as a GM and like all these things, but I think people just, you know, overlook what it's, you know, a team that just doesn't jump off sides on fourth and two, and not that they've never done it, but you know, 95% of the time they don't. And so I'm telling you, watch another team, and you'll realize, you know, that there's just a series of little things that you don't have to watch on a weekly basis that the rest of us do. That anyone else who watches another team regularly or what, you know, really invests in another team, you see all sorts of little stupid crap that happens across the field every week.
It's the little attentions to detail
that, right? You don't have to deal with here, that you just don't appreciate. And but if you watch these Buccaneers games all season long, you will. Trust me, you will.
What a mess. That team's already a mess.
Okay, Dave in Plymouth with his great landline is next. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Mike. So what's the over-under on Bruce Arians lasting as head coach after throwing Brady under the bus in his post-game presser?
So, you know what? Let's just, Dave, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm not going to hang up. Let's do that. So the two interceptions, the first one clearly felt like Mike Evans cut off his route.
Yeah.
And, you know, Aikman called him out in the broadcast. That, you know, I don't trust Mike Evans. I think that guy's a loser. So, of course, it was his fault, right? Well, not so, said Bruce Arians in the postgame. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Bruce, to see two interceptions from Tom Brady, I don't know how much you've been able to see those, but what happened on those two plays that led to the mistakes?
One was a miscommunication between him and Mike, and he thought Mike was going down the middle. It's a different coverage. Mike read it right, and he should have bent across his face, but Tom just overthrew it. And the other one was it was a screen pass with an outlet called, and he threw the outlet, and it was a pick six. Bad decision.
Okay. Bad decision. So the first one, I was a little confused with what he said, but I think I get it now. Evans cut off his route and Brady still overthrew him.
Right.
In other words, it was a zone. He was supposed to cut in front of that safety. Brady thought he was going to keep going. So even if Evans had run the right route, the ball's still high and probably picked. I think that's what Arians was talking about.
Yeah, I think Evans still gave up on the route.
Definitely.
But he wasn't supposed to go straight down the field. The second one was the kind of throw that Jarrett Stidham would make.
Well, I thought it was late-era Brett Favre is what that was. I'm Brett Favre. I'm making this throw. I'm Tom Brady. I'm making this throw. Because you see what the play is, and Arians explains it. It was a screen, but he had that outlet. But you don't make that at this point in your career at 43 when your arm strength isn't what it was even 5 years ago. Just throw it away, dummy.
It was a horrible throw. You know who makes that throw? Joe Burrow.
Oh, so bad.
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. That is a rookie mistake for a guy who's been in the league for 22 years or whatever it is.
And Brady's happy-go-lucky coach called him out last night and was back at it just now. We'll play some of that sound later. I'm sorry, Dave. Go ahead. I just want to get that sound out there. What do you got?
Yeah, no. My only other comment was about yesterday's Pats game and Cam Newton. And what I really liked was when the Dolphins came back, you know, and made it 14-11, they took the ball and just shoved it down the Dolphins' throat. And I love the fourth down call. And I think more than anything else, third and fourth down is going to be very different this year. And that's going to help them, particularly in the red zone.
So what I think is, and Flores, you know, finally did it in that game. And what the Pats do when they face Tebow or someone like this, they're going to flood the box and they're going to take, you know, you can ride the fullback, play the option, right? We're going to have eight guys up here. And so whatever you do with the ball, we're going to have someone there and you have to throw against us. And so I think Miami stunningly, you know, didn't do that to start that game. And then they did. That's why I was most impressed with Newton's throwing and the passing game when he was throwing. And again, not that he was pinpoint, he didn't have to be. But I thought the little timing stuff with Edelman, like that's when I really said, okay, this looks good. And that's what I think you're going to see. I think third and four teams are going to say, you got to throw for it. And so can he throw for it? And that'll be my, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, look, I told you in the times that they threw yesterday, I thought for the most, Mike, he had four incompletions in the game.
And one was a
drop. Two of them were batted balls. One was the Edelman drop, and I'm trying to remember what the last one was. I don't remember. I wrote it down yesterday, and I don't have it in front of me. But they were, you know, that's it. The batted balls bug me. Well, the guy's 6'5".
Do you remember Zoe in the preseason?
Yeah, said he throws funny.
Well, that, you know, Zoe, when he first went down there that first day, he said, Look at his release. You know, I've seen guys come back from shoulder surgeries and have to adjust their release, and that looks a little different. He's three quarters. And he Zoe said that like 3 weeks ago when he went down there just for one day.
He throws it from his shoulder. He does. So you look at it and go, come on. You're 6 foot five, for crying out loud. So, but clearly it is what it is. Like, we're going to see more of those. But of the four incompletions, I mean, everything else was where it was supposed to be for the most part.
In fact, your phone's after an update. This is a re-entry Monday, Maz. It's presented by our friends at East Boston Savings and Bank.
Yep, that is absolutely right. Maybe you're looking to finance a home mortgage, a commercial real estate property, or maybe you are just looking for a free checking account. Visit EBSB.com. That's East Boston Savings Bank. Getting it done since 1848. Here's Murray.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Did they say it?
Oh, I didn't say that. Yes, you did.
Yes, they did.
Oh, you said it. You said it. I can prove that you said it. You said it.
It's Felger and Mass. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Kitten takes the snap. He's going to run it to the right, cuts it upfield, and he waltzes into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
Too easy. Oh, you could tell that this thing was going right based on the way that they were going to block it off the edge. They put motion across, and you can hear the team just getting excited for him, too. Cam Newton gets in the end zone for his first touchdown as a Patriot. The kid's feeling it right now. Good leadership by him here on his first couple drives.
Burkhead now to the backfield in motion left. Newton fakes to him, rolls to the right. Cam's going to run it to the 10. Outside to the 5. Newton to the pylon.
Got
touchdown.
It.
Yeah. Patriots. His second in his New England debut.
That's a man right there, boy.
Woo.
Boy, we saw this a couple years ago. Jacoby Brissett on some of those keepers around in.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Then the former Georgia Bulldog. Team captain David Andrews gets handed the ball for the spike. It's a way to smell the goal line and get in and lower your shoulder.
End arounds by the quarterback like you ran in the eighth grade. Here's what I want to see next. How stupid is the league?
Very.
Well, but let's see. Are they going to let him do that every week?
Yep.
Right? Like the Pats would do these things with Brady. And every week you'd say, is anyone going to cover 87 down the seam? And every game, he'd get open down the backside seam on play actions. Like, have you noticed that Julian Edelman likes to run over the middle? Is anyone going to cover him over there? And, you know, week after week, it's like, is anyone going to hit the tight end off the line, take him out of his rhythm? And like, week after week after week. No. So not this is the easiest one going, the running quarterback. These are just end-arounds. These are just keepers. This is college offense. Are they just going to let him do it? Are they going to put 7-8 men up there, take away the run, and say, okay, you got to throw against us?
Well, the answer is the good teams that have a clue will take it away.
Well, let's see.
Well, we'll find out this week.
This
right?
is a good one, right?
We feel like that's a good team in Seattle, and it's a mostly competent coach in Pete Carroll.
Why do I think he's going to have running lanes and teams are just going to let him run?
Because the league is dumb, Mike. There's incompetence all over the place. Just look around yesterday.
Too many teams are married to their systems. That's the problem, is that they get married to their system and they say, this is how we do it. And then Bill will just say, okay, well, if that's how you do it, then we're going to do this. And you don't have an answer.
So, and again, the sustainability thing, It's up. Obviously not. It's a fair thing to bring up. It's just a cliche, though, to me. It's like, I don't know. He's here for a reason. And so, and I think it's important to bank these wins early, because if you're not, then there is sort of second guessing or questioning what, how good we are. And, you know, I think Bill has to pick up the program and gain his players' trust and the locker room's trust. And there's some hard games coming up here. So they got to win yesterday. They have to win yesterday. They have to win the week after, you know, the week after this, home against the Raiders,
yep,
right?
Week three, yep.
And then I think they're home week five, Denver. You know, and then I think there's a bye. And in between there is at Seattle, at KC. So those are going to be tough games, these next couple. At Denver, at KC. You know, you don't want to be 2-3, 1-4 there. You got to bank those wins. You got to win those games.
No question about it.
You're going that bye week with the team believing. Because I think the give-up factor is going to be like it is in these other sports, you know? They're not in a bubble, but it's like, what are we killing ourselves here for? This is kind of a half season. So all I'm saying is, I have no problem running him 15 times, and I run him 15 times a game until he can't run. And, you know, that's just how I'm handling it, and I don't think he has a problem with it.
Well, no, I mean, he didn't yesterday. I don't think he's in any position to have a problem with it. But I guess my question is then, what's your goal this year?
Win as many games as possible, get a bye.
Okay.
I guess it's just one seed now gets that, but I don't know, win the division.
Fine, I'm not questioning that. But then don't you have to manage the quarterback a little?
Ish. I'm not managing him right now.
If he's also trying to rehabilitate his career and show that, you know, he's worthy of being a quarterback somewhere else and getting a big payday, because I don't think it'll be here, then he should be all on board for that,
yep,
too.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm just telling you that if your goal is to get a bye, and I'm not saying it shouldn't be, because I don't want to throw the season away.
And, you know, as soon as I say that, though, that's, again, there's no second seed this year. I keep forgetting that. So that may be unattainable.
Okay,
you're going to have the best record in the AFC?
So how about 11-5 or something like that?
But still, my goal is to win every game.
Okay. So, but to do that, you're going to have to manage him a little.
He's going to have to run for you to win these games.
Yeah, he won't make it if you run him 15 times a game.
Well, let's see.
He won't make it.
He's high on his vegan diet. He says he's fine.
That'd be 60 carries over any record by a quarterback.
Yeah.
Which Lamar Jackson set last year.
Roll those dice then.
Obviously, 15's too high, but I'm running him until teams stop him.
Yeah.
I'm not running him to preserve him. I mean, look. If they're up 20 points in the second half,
sure.
Yeah, fine, of course. I'm not doing that. Fine. But the only reason I'm not running them short of that is if there's 8 in the box and then you have to throw. Then I'm not running them. But if teams are going to let them run. This is why you have Cam Newton run. You're not paying them anything.
They're idiots. Why would they be afraid of anyone in their passing attack? I would dare them to throw every single
down. I would put 8 in the box, you're not going to run, and then I'm doubling Edelman. And then anyone else can do what they want. And Newton has to prove he can, that's what Bill would do.
No, it's a good point.
If Bill were playing you, he'd take one look at that. He'd look at two drives. He'd look at 10 minutes of film and say, okay, well, I'm not going to let him run around like a high school quarterback. Here's 8 in the box. And I'm going to put my best cover guys on Edelman. And let's see if you can do anything with anyone else. And if you can, great. But, let's see what PT does this week. Let's see what, you know, I bet you these teams won't do it. I bet you he's going to be running this year. Because teams are stupid.
Now you have me thinking that Newton's going to run for 200 yards this week.
Okay, Chris and Rainham joins us next. Chris, thoughts and prayers. How you doing today, buddy?
Hey, yeah, it was a tough one yesterday.
Uh-huh.
What I will start off by saying is I did not realize how bad of a coach Bruce Arians was, and that whole operation. For some reason, I thought he was the Cardinals coach when they made it to the Super Bowl a few years ago.
Chris, I was just saying this in the break to Mass. You know, Arians has won one playoff game in his life.
Yeah, he took the Cardinals to the NFC Championship game against Cam Newton and the Panthers, and they lost 49-13. I just looked it up before the call. I mean, it was just a whole operation. But one thing I will say is Brady had a quote about it felt like a scrimmage atmosphere out there, and that's borderline Tuukka Rask-like, saying something like that. If he said that up here, I think it would get a lot more attention. And I wonder, did that play any factor? Because Aaron said something about grit and determination. Was Brady just, after going to 6 Super Bowls, being with the same team, a world-class organization, was there just something off about everything yesterday? And kind of what you were alluding to is that he realized this isn't quite the same anymore.
So I'm letting him off the hook, Chris, for that. It felt like a scrimmage comment, because a lot of guys have said that across the league. I think Aaron Rodgers said it. And he freaking was out of his skull.
I mean, Belichick said it after the game yesterday.
Belichick said something like this yesterday.
He said practice, yeah. And then said like the scrimmages, yeah.
So I'm gonna let Brady off the hook with that. And, oh, by the way, Brady on the first drive Like, don't tell me that little Brady in your shorts watching that, Murray. I mean, that was vintage. That ball to Godwin on the sidelines.
Oh, it was awesome.
Oh, that was a great throw.
Even the last drive, when it was over, he was 8 for 8 to 5 different receivers.
So, I mean, there were definitely flashes for him. That first drive. So, the ball to Godwin, and then the, you know, 2-yard quarterback sneak, and the spike, and the look in his eye. It's like, ooh, there he is. Here we go. So, you saw it there, that first drive. You saw it after he threw the pick six. He let him right down the field, scored a touchdown. So, like, there are definitely flashes of it. But I think what happened is, well, that thing just started going sideways. Guys started jumping off sides, running the wrong route. You know, their defense got, you know, jumps off sides on 4th and 2. And it all just sort of snowballed. And before you knew it, they were the Buccaneers again. You know, it's just like you can put Tom Brady in Tampa, but you can't take the Buccaneers out of there. Like, they're still the Bucs.
He's slumming it with a low-rent operation.
That's the point. Yeah. That's Les. He's slumming it with a bunch of clowns. Talented. Yes, all sorts of weapons. He's got his weapons, but they don't know where to line up. They don't know where to run, and they can't stay on side. So what's the point of the weapons?
You just gave me an analogy that I think is inappropriate, but I can probably say it on the air. But I don't think I'm gonna.
Okay, excellent idea, Maz. Well done. Long commercial-free segment is next with your calls. Felger and
Maz. Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my 4th week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Felger and Maz.
Whee!
It's way more than just a sports talk radio show.
This truly is the apocalypse.
98.5, the sports hub.
And the shotgun snap to Fitzpatrick. Looking to the right, and he flips that ball. Intercepted by Gilmore as the receiver fell down at midfield. He runs at left sideline 40, and he angles out at the 35. The reigning player of the year defensively in the NFL has his first theft of 2020.
That's a nice pick by Gilmore, and it's a bad throw by Fitzpatrick. Sort of one of those chucking ducks. He had people on his feet. Couldn't get the feet set. He sort of just flipped his sidearm out there. You know, you could see his receiver was down on the ground. Didn't give him a chance to catch the ball. Gilmore just took advantage of it. Good hands by Gilmore to push him down. That's not an easy pick there.
Three receivers to the right, back to the left of Fitzpatrick, who extends the hands and takes the snap. Drops back, throws across. Yes. Intercepted by Adrian Phillips, dropping back at the 40. He picks it off on the second turnover forced by the Patriot defense. Phillips is brought down at the New England 45.
Boy, that's a big advantage of having a safety to come down in the box, play the backer position, but then have the instincts as a safety and a DB to get deep enough when you read pass that you understand the route running zones. And he just undercuts. That's the old Teddy Bruschi play. They used to do this with Bruschi, where he would be weak side, but then he would know route patterns, and there would be an in-cut coming, and he would drop right back to the spot and pick it off. That's a nice read by Phillips.
With Fitzpatrick to throw to the end zone. Intercepted by J.C. Jackson. He picks it off with a throw intended for Gesicki, the tight end. Fitzpatrick thought he had a back shoulder, but Gesicki was tied up with Jawan Williams.
Yeah, Gesicki's looking for the call on Williams of contact. And it's a nice job by J.C. falling back inside. Gets the pick.
Jackson had 5 interceptions a year ago. He has the 3rd pick for the Patriots secondary today.
What the 3 interceptions sounded like. What were your thoughts on the defense?
I would say better than I expected, frankly. I was pleasantly surprised, and I thought there were a couple of guys on the field that stuck out to me. I didn't think Gilmore was all that great, frankly. I mean, the pick that he made, I'm not blaming him for, but the receiver fell down. He caught the pass and everything, but I thought a couple of other times he got beat.
Oh, two PIs.
Yeah, right. I mean, I think they had three on the day, right?
Yep.
And he had two of them. And the other one, I think, was Terrence Brooks, if I remember right. But overall, I was pleasantly surprised. I thought that they got good play out of the secondary, but particularly the safeties. Phillips, I thought, was pretty good. Joe Juwan.
Excellent on the tight end. That's a good tight end. That,
yeah.
Gesicki.
Yeah, he's good.
And I also noticed some of the edge guys. You know, Winovich. Was it
Winovich? I definitely noticed.
You know, he had some pressure, but they only had the one sack from Derek Rivers late in the game. And we talked to Greg Bedard in the post game about it, and he'll be on tomorrow. Maybe you can talk further. Maybe he's gone over the film. But the lack of a real pass rush, because there was times that Ryan Fitzpatrick had all day. That was a little concerning, but I loved how the secondary played. It seemed like everyone was involved.
I think they were all over him in coverage. Yeah, I mean, literally, in some cases, they got away with P.I., that last interception.
Oh, that was P.I., yeah. Absolutely, it was P.I.
Last interception, that would have been on Williams, right?
Yep.
But, you know, as I say that with the question mark, this has nothing to do with the Pats' defense, that I think was decent. I had a hard time telling who was who and what was what. This is where I missed the preseason. You know, who's 25, who's 33?
I had to watch the game with the roster yesterday.
Who's 90? Like, I couldn't, you know, this is why I have the preseason.
You don't know the numbers.
Yeah. I don't know who the guys are. And I hate their new uniforms.
Same.
So I don't know why I find them less identifiable that they're blue on blue. No, there's just a bunch of blueberries running around out there. Like I between the new uniforms, the no preseason, the new guys out there, I have to go back and watch the game with the roster. I didn't know who was who.
I had the roster up during the game because as soon as I saw 21 make a pick, I said, "Who's that?
Who is that?"
That's Adrian Phillips.
Phillips, right?
But and actually, he looked okay to me.
But I found myself doing that. Like, who's that guy?
It happened to me a lot.
You know, like. So I'm glad I'm not the only one.
So there was early in the game where they ran a running play, and 47 was on the field, and they were calling him the lineman from Michigan on.
Yeah.
That was Jakob. That was Jakob Johnson. 47's Johnson. I'm like, oh my God. So that's when I got the roster out.
Yeah, between the new uniforms and the new players and the whole, like, I had a hard time.
Why would I know I know he's been here, but Izzo, the tight end, was one of the plays to him. I'm like, who, huh?
So that was actually a very good play by him.
Yeah. He looks bigger.
But I thought that was an excellent play by Izzo. That was their longest completion of the day, and that was just an adjustment that I give them both credit. They're both on the same page. Like, you know, I think Izzo, the player, the defender, over-leveraged. He overcut. You know, he was carrying him to that side of the field, and so he cut off his route. And Newton was on him, and I thought that was a really nice play by those two.
Well, I think it was Zoe that said at camp he was the standout tight end. Not that that's saying much.
I mean, he looked better. Again, he looked better. I'm not saying that he's anything great, but compared to last year, he looks bigger and he looks better. Now, I don't know whether they can turn that into anything or not, but he's improved.
Okay, we continue with your thoughts. Our buddy Bob's in Easton. Hi, Bob.
You know, before we get into and speaking of uniforms, Murray, you know, I'm glad to see that you were able to put on your company hoodie today because I'm assuming your Victoria's Secret Tom Brady creamsicle hoodie is still in the plastic because you probably would have worn that today if things were different.
Absolutely, I would have.
Anyway,
and with any win, I'm going to have it on every Monday, and I can't wait for you to suck on it like a creamsicle.
That's why you're a fraud, Murray. Now cut it out. Listen, with the Patriots, it's funny. We always talk about how things have changed in the last 5 or 6 years, how the Patriots treat, like, the first set, you know, 1, 2, 3 game of the regular season.
This is different.
And you know what? Exactly. And Felga, this is what I love about this. They haven't even scratched the surface yet. Like, I have a feeling that what you saw yesterday was nothing. Like, as this season goes on,
I'm the fraud.
All right, so I've heard this too.
You are the fraud. Hold on. Let me explain why. Why don't you let me explain?
Go.
Because this Cam Newton has had 3.5 weeks to get to know this offense and McDaniels too. And you know what? Even with Tom Brady, this team started out slow. And the fact that they did what they did yesterday, and they're going to keep doing. I'm telling you right now, I'd be worried about the Patriots right now. And you talk about.
I'm just going to bob enough. They just scratch the surface. So you hear this a lot, too. You know what they've scratched the surface on is the passing game, right? Like he almost never threw into the second level.
Right.
That Izzo play, I was just telling you, was their longest completion. So all it was short timing stuff with Edelman and White and Harry, which I'm fine with. I like that kind of offense, by the way. I don't need you chucking the ball all over the field. But if you want to tell me that there's still another chapter, another phase, yes, the passing game has all sorts of different levels they can reach. The running game, I'm sorry, man. With all these, you know, that running quarterback offense, it's you put eight in the box, you take away every running lane, and then it doesn't matter how long he's riding the fullback or whatever sort of, he can dink around all he wants back there with the ball. You're going to have every gap covered. If you devote your defense to taking away the running quarterback, you should be able to take away the running quarterback if you're halfway decent, right? So I don't care. Like, what other bells and whistles can they do in the running game?
They can't. There's not much they can do.
I mean, honestly, he could fake to this guy, motion that guy, dipsy do, twirl around, ride that guy, pitch to that guy. At some point, the defense says, go play with yourself as much as you want in the backfield. We have eight guys up here. You're not going anywhere.
But talk about week one overreaction. So now they're going to be one of the forces of the AFC. They don't have an offense that's going to be able to keep up with Baltimore or Kansas City.
Well, passing game. I mean, but I think if teams go light up front or if they have seven in the box or they let you run, yes. Okay, so then, yes, ball fake to that guy, pitch to that guy, dipsy-do, twirl around and run over there. But as soon as someone puts eight in the box, it doesn't matter how you dance around back there. So I don't think there's... I honestly think it's purely a function of that. I mean, every team runs jet sweeps. There's so many teams now that run the read option and the RPO. It's really not that different. McDaniels wanted to do it, started to do it with Tebow in Denver. So it's like, if a team wants to take that away, I think they should be able to take it away.
I mean, it's only going to get you so far. It's only going to get you so far. Now, that said, he's good at the read option.
Oh, very good.
He's good at it. He's really patient with the ball there. He'll hold it and wait. I mean, he is. He's really, really good at it. So, again, but I don't know what that ultimately gets him. You know, it'll get you a win against Miami. And, again, this is sort of what I was saying at the beginning. For all that went right, they were up 14-11 in the fourth quarter. At the end.
But, again, so, and this is just a Newton conversation. That wasn't his fault.
Well, no, that's right.
I mean, Harry fumbles right. And the Dingleberry kicker, you know, puts it into the lighthouse.
Okay, but again, these are flaws in the roster that are probably going to come up again.
You bet.
So, you know, but Newton I was happy with. I thought Newton was pretty good.
Okay,
He was pretty good.
Is he hurt? Is he already hurt? We'll pick that up on the other side after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores.org/Noah.